This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a growing call for reparations that would pay the descendants of enslaved Africans for the toll of slavery and segregation. For generations, U.S. policies have prevented black families from building wealth. Now mayors across the country, including St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones, are committing to reparations. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, some wonder if local efforts will hurt a national push.
When Vivian Gibson looks back at the first 10 years of her life, she's instantly transported to her home in Mill Creek Valley. In 1959, St. Louis officials demolished the predominantly African-American neighborhood as part of an urban renewal campaign. The effort displaced about 20,000 black residents, including her family. Gibson says that forced move hurt many black residents because they didn't own their homes and weren't compensated. Some who owned property weren't able to establish generational wealth and pass it on.
The whole idea is to be able to have something that you can give to your children and that your children could build on and give to their children. That is just a very, very difficult thing to do when you can never get started.
Gibson says some kind of reparations are necessary, not just to address slavery, but the continued policies that have perpetuated racism and segregation. The same policies and practices that displace African Americans from their homes across the country and widen the wealth disparities between black and white Americans. Mayors across the country are trying to address that gap. Mayor Tishara Jones is one of 12 mayors who believe that cities could take a leading role by implementing local reparations programs.
The monetary piece is just one piece. When I talk about reparations, I talk about reparations and, because we also have to repair the racist policies that have prevented African Americans in this country, again, from participating in the generational wealth that many of our white neighbors have been able to participate in.
Mayor Jones says her administration is still examining how a local reparations program could work, but she says it's important to address systemic inequity and housing discrimination. For example, Jones points to how North St. Louis homes are valued far less than similar properties in South St. Louis.
Most of the wealth that we hold as far as African Americans is in the value of our homes. And we still know that there are identical pieces of property or identical houses that are in the 27th Ward that look the same as the 13th Ward, yet those homes are at least 20% or more devalued than they are on the South Side.
But some proponents of a national reparations program say they aren't thrilled with local initiatives. William Darity is a public policy professor at Duke University. He's a proponent for reparations in the form of checks. He says the nation needs to eliminate the $12 trillion wealth gap between black and white Americans through direct payments. And while policy initiatives will help, he doesn't consider local initiatives reparations because cities don't have the money to eliminate the racial wealth gap.
We estimate that this would be somewhere in the vicinity of $280,000 to $320,000 per eligible black American descendant of persons enslaved in the United States. So, I mean, as soon as you make that payment, you've essentially erased the racial wealth gap.
Data from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis shows that in 2019, the median wealth for white families was about $184,000. Black families had only $23,000. Darity says local programs could also lead to calls for a weaker national reparations program. He believes the best course of action is through Congress, though he's aware overwhelming congressional support right now is unlikely.
But that simply means that part of the struggle is to make sure that we have a different Congress and that we have to work hard towards ensuring that we get a different group of elected officials who will be predisposed towards a reparations plan.
But Darity says the federal government paid the families of 9/11 victims and Japanese Americans who were relocated to internment camps during World War II. Vivian Gibson, whose family was pushed out of Mill Creek Valley, is aware of these precedents too. She says after centuries of discrimination against black Americans, she's glad these discussions are happening now.
We're at an interesting time in history. People are more open to what has happened in our society and how to repair it or to start anew, moving forward. So reparations should be on the table.
Mayor Jones intends to use coronavirus pandemic relief funds to fund strategies to eliminate racial inequities. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.